Isn't it fun being saved? Well, years of time have come and gone since I first heard it told that Jesus would come again one day. Now, if back there when I was a kid in Sunday school it seemed so real, then I just can't help but feel how much closer His coming is today. Signs of the time. Every hand. The Bible says violence and hatred and discord will soon fill every land. And yet, there are still people who doubt He'll ever come again. Oh, but the Word, God's Word is true, gentlemen. He will redeem His chosen few. Don't lose hope, friend. Soon Christ Jesus will descend. Signs of the time, they're everywhere. And there is that brand new excitement.
Sweeter he grows.
Christos. Every day is like heaven, and my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, all the sweeter he There'll be no more traffic out there in our streets. All the builder's tools will be silent. No more time to harvest your wheat. Busy housewives
You'll have had to cease your labors. And in our great courtrooms, there'll be no more debate. Work on this old earth will one day be suspended. As our king comes through the gate, eager faces line the hallways. Those whose lives have been redeemed. Broken homes like Laura's and mine that he's mended. Those from prison that he's freed. And the children and the aged, hand in hand, they'll stand glow. Friend, those who were crippled and broken and ruined, one of these days, they'll be clad in garments white as snow. And I can hear God's chariots rumble. I can see the marching throng. The flurry of his trumpets spell the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unfolding. Heaven's grandstands are all in place. Heaven's choir is now assembled. Listen, you can hear them singing Amazing Grace. Well, the King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. The King is coming. The King is coming. Well, praise God, he's coming for me. Well, the King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard his trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Our King is coming. The King is coming. Well, praise God, he's coming for sounding, and now his face I see. The King is coming. The King is coming. Well, praise God, he's coming.
Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited. Go tell everybody.
Jesus Christ is King. Well, get all excited. Go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still King of Kings. get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still King of Kings.
You talk about people, you talk about things that really, they aren't important at all. You talk about the weather, you talk about problems we have here at home and abroad. Friend, I'm excited about life's solution.
I'm gonna shout and sing, Jesus Christ is still King of Kings. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still King of Kings. Jesus Christ is still King of Kings.
We hear not just the words of a singer, but may we hear divine words from Thee. May we hear each of us in our own heart what it is we need to hear. And we'll give Your name the praise for anything that might be accomplished, because quite simply, without You, nothing will be accomplished. Have Your way in the remaining moments of this service, we pray. We'll give Your name the praise for anything that might be accomplished. For we ask it in Your name and in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen. I don't know why. You're a great bunch of people tonight. For some reason or other, you've got me all mushed up inside. I'm glad you came. And I really feel like some of you are going to go out of here different people from when you came in tonight. I hope God will deal in a very special way with your lives. I don't read music. I didn't intend to go into church music. I didn't intend to go into church work of any kind. I was a psych major, not because I wanted to help people, but because I was trying to figure out what made me tick. And I didn't learn that either. But somebody always comes up. For the last 20 years, I've made my living in music. And somebody always comes up after a concert and says, Doug, I've just written a great new song. I have never had anybody come up and say, I've just written a mediocre song. They're always great new songs. And they say, will you read through it and see what you think? I used to take the time to explain as I'm explaining to you. Now I do it publicly, and then it saves me a lot of time afterwards. I just don't read. But anymore, if you come up afterwards and say, look, will you look over this? I will. I'll look over it. Way over it. I got outfoxed the other day. I was down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. A friend of mine came up. She said, Brother Smugly, I know you don't read music. Here are some words. I'm even having trouble reading words now, unless my arm is clear out here. Some of you know what that means, too. But it's either glasses or longer arms. I don't know which for long here. But anyhow, I took her words, and when we went to London, we recorded them. Now when Paul and Silas were in jail, they prayed, sang a song. What a glad refrain that must have been. They sang, we won't be in here long. Old Daniel there in that lion's den, his faith in his God was strong. So I fancy he probably also sang, I won't be in here long. I won't be in here long. Joy profound, well, I'm heaven bound, and I won't be in here long. Old Jonah, swallowed by the whale, repented of his wrong, and his heart was filled so he could sing, I won't be down here long. That fiery furnace did contain three Hebrews, fair and young. Then Christ appeared and gave them a song. They sang, we won't be in here long. We won't be in here long.
bound, and we won't be in here long. Then these prison walls of human clay, with their fetters, held me strong. Till Christ came in, and now I can sing, ah, friend, I won't be down here long. I won't be down here long. I won't be down here long. Oh, joy profound, well, I'm heaven bound, and I won't be down here long. Ah, won't be down here long. I won't be down here long. In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face? While life's storms howl above me, there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till life's storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from my sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow. The storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there's no need for you to try. He says there's no end to sorrow, and there's no hope for me by and by. Ah, but I know my Lord is with me, and tomorrow clouds never darken my sky. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from my sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow. And he'll do it. I don't care what the storm in your life may be. God will bring you through. He not only brings you through, it seemed like to me, and at least in my life it's been true, he brings you out, like a friend of mine over in Ohio said, he brings you out with a high hand, with a hand raised in victory. Richard Wurmbrand, I never sing that song, but what I think of Dick Wurmbrand. Suffered, I suppose, as much as nearly any man on earth has ever suffered. He was a prisoner of the communists for some 17 years. Three of those years spent in solitary confinement. He said the worst thing that they did to him was when they took his Bible away from him after several years. They found out that there was a source of strength there they didn't comprehend, and they took the word away from him. He was telling one night about a sadistic guard. It was the middle of the winter, and they were beneath ground in a stone cell. And the guard would come in many times drunk, force them to lie on the floor, and he'd walk on their backs with hobnailed boots and do a dance of his own. And Wurmbrand said there was one night when he thought he'd just have to cry out and recant. He just felt like he couldn't go on. He said the man next to him said, "Wurmbrand." Dick Wurmbrand said painfully, moved his head, though his vision was glazed and he had trouble seeing. The man next to him seemed to be smiling through the haze of his own eyes, and he said, "Wurmbrand, I've just written a great new song about Jesus." Wurmbrand said, "I thought, man, if somebody can write about Jesus, if he can write a song when he's been tortured like I have, then I can at least hold on till morning." God will see you through the storms of life. Dick Wurmbrand's one of the happiest men I've ever met in my life.
He and his wife. There's something about this old book. The power there. I'm just learning about it. That's a terrible thing to admit after following the Lord as best you can for each day, at least feeling like you do, and then at the end of 10 years, all of a sudden the books began to come alive for me. And I've taken to reading it in every concert, no matter who I'm singing for, whether it's for the JCs or the Kiwanis or the Lions or a high school or a college or in Washington for some of the things we do there or in a church. Will follow me all the days of my life. He's the Savior of my soul. He's the Savior of my soul. He's the Savior of my soul. But you see, God does know. He knows your name. He knows what you look at. He knows what you look like. He knows where you live. And he knows beyond that what is in your heart of hearts. So I'm going to ask you to be as honest with yourselves as you can. And I'm going to ask you the question I've asked you the last couple of times I've been here, and that's a very simple question. Are you the person you want to be? Are you the person you know you were born to be? And if you aren't, do you want to change? Do you really have down in your heart of hearts a desire to be the person you know you can be? And if you have that desire, when are you going to change? Tonight can be a changing point, a turning point. You can make a decision tonight that will change not only this life, but eternity. If you will simply do it.
God never fails. abides with me, gives me victory. God never, never fails. Just keep your faith and never cease to pray. Just walk upright, morning, noon, day, and night, and He'll be there, He'll be there. There's no need for you to worry, for God
be no sad farewells. There'll be no tear-stained eyes. There'll be no more heartache, and no more grief, no more woe. And there, no shattered hopes will ever cloud our skies. It will
yeah.
B flat.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows.
I really don't believe that, but the rest of the song's not bad.
I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe. I believe. I believe above life's storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, touch a leaf or see God's sky, then I know. The Christ who was slain on that cross has the power to change lives today.
You know why? Because he changed me completely. A new life is mine, and that's why
we ask amiss, forgive us. If we ask for things that we should not ask for. If we pray for things selfishly, if we ask for ourselves and not for our neighbor, lift this veil from our eyes, help us see. The Master, may this same prayer be mine every day. And should this robe of flesh that I wear beauty. though it seems that your prayers may have been in vain, though the world your faith would destroy, and sometimes it seems that your heart will break in two. Remember, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall if you've prayed till it seems that your heart would break, remember the words of the psalmist. They that sow in tears shall reap.
Oh, but greater still